Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm joined by Margaret Brennan from CBS's Face the Nation Now, her show coming up on Sunday morning. Margaret, thanks so much for the time.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely. We're learning overnight that Israel has responded with an attack against Iran. What do we know?
Two U.S. officials confirmed to CBS that Israel conducted strikes on Iran last night, a missile strike, and that at this moment, neither the IDF nor the U.S. government are officially acknowledging the strike happened, though the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, did say in Europe this morning when he was asked by reporters about the incident that the United States did not participate in any offensive action. What we know is that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defied President Biden's concerns and counsel in regard to not retaliating and taking the win, so to speak, from last weekend's successful ability to repel an Iranian attack and the overwhelming international support that Israel received. Israel, as Blinken indicated, went ahead on its own without U.S. support to carry out this offensive action on the state of Iran. The question now is, does the state contain, does the spiral? Thus far, Iranian public statements have indicated they are not looking for war at this moment and that they would prefer to de-escalate. We will see if that is possible. But this is definitely something we continue to watch with concern as the state-to-state conflict adds to an already very complicated Middle East with the Israeli war in Gaza continuing to wage with devastating impact.
And as the U.S. watches, we can only assume that they would love to see it stop right here.
The United States is actively trying to get the war in Gaza to end, and still the Biden administration is saying that it remains committed to the idea of diplomacy, to free hostages, to pause fighting, to allow in aid. Last weekend, we heard from Israeli intelligence in a rare public statement that Hamas had rejected the latest exchange. Hamas has also indicated that they don't see a path forward, but the United States remains hopeful on this front and really pressing both parties to wind up this direct conflict and allow for hostages to be released, along with some aid being given to the civilians. The devastating impact, the famine that the U.S. says is underway inside Gaza right now, and the impact on children is going to have just generational impact in terms of recruitment of terrorism. That is U.S. intelligence assessment. So even if it stops at this moment, the impact on these kids who have been injured, who have been killed, and their families is something that also remains a national security concern for the United States going forward.
And who's on the show this week?
We will have the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, joining us. He runs a key battleground state for the 2024 presidential election. There's going to be a lot of focus on the state of Pennsylvania. We'll talk to him about what matters to his voters and why President Biden spent so much time there in the past few days. We also have my colleague and friend, New York Times journalist David Sanger, on to talk about his book, The New Cold Wars, where he's, I think, in a very important way in this moment in time, reminding Americans that we may have gotten a little too used to thinking of the United States as the only dominating power, and that now that dominance has been challenged by both China and Russia.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.